Brendan years ago worked at Channel 7, and they used to have a great kids party, right? So you go, big family party, and all the kids had a present, and Santa would come in via helicopter. It was just this massive thing. And there was a line, there was a cotton candy booth, and it was free. And Mackenzie, who was just, what, 3, 4, got up to the line, had the cotton candy, realized it was free, and then realized that she could just line up again. So she just kept rotating. I don't know. I don't think she played with anything else. She was a sticky mess. She could have picked up loose change with her face.
Candy lips and honey hips make me wanna cry.
And here we go.
Good day, y'all, and welcome back to episode 98, Dentist Delight. Now, I think the dentist delight, the favorite thing of a dentist would be the sugar daddy.
Well, most dentists are sugar daddies.
Well, there's a website for that. But there's nothing like getting that tooth or that filling or that crown stuck on that. And you know you're in trouble when you go to take it out of your mouth and it's not moving. Oh, God, we've all been there.
Off to the dentist. Yes. So, and that's why we call Dentist Delights.
That's right.
The following items keeps and broadcasts will keep a lot of dentists going forever.
That's right. So, lollipops, candy, toffee apples. And like Brendan said, he used to eat the apple in a toffee apple. Have you ever eaten the apple? Have you ever gotten into one to get into the apple?
You get a little bit of it, you know.
Yeah, that comes off.
But you, by the time you get into it, you give up.
That's it. Yeah. Hard candy. And I also have a collection here, Phil.
Yes, I see.
We have my personal favorite, Bitter Honey.
Bitter Honey.
That has sent me down to Dr. Koikendall myself. That's good. Circus Peanuts. It's just, it won't pull your filling out, but you can feel the sugar.
You can feel it just burning away. Yes. Yep. Putting a cavity in there.
There's Milk Duds. Mm-hmm. A Charleston Chew.
Yeah, a big bar too.
Yeah.
It's not, let's say, a normal size bar.
That's right.
It's big. It's almost about, it's in the old scale, it's at least a foot long.
That is exactly right. Yes. And, your taffies. What was the name of the taffy that used to guys used
Bonomo?
To
Bonomo?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
B-O-M-O, Bonomo.
That's it. And saltwater taffy.
Yes.
That can do it too.
They all can do it.
Ugh. Yes. Actually, here we go. Jeanette's favorite.
Cowtails.
Cowtails. That'll take a filling out. No
Hello,
problem.
Dr. Doug. Yes.
Now, fun facts. Number one. And I refuse to believe this.
Grape is undoubtedly the worst Jolly Rancher flavor?
No, it has to be watermelon. I don't know. I am fighting that one.
Yeah.
Now, this one I know. Fun fact number two. Chocolate is actually better for your teeth than other kinds of candy. The compounds in the cocoa beans have antibacterial properties that can help fight plaque.
Yeah, there you go. So you don't need Crest.
And just a glass of milk can wash it away.
Yes, yes. But chocolate is good for you, but it just depends. Like dark chocolate costs much better than milk chocolate.
That's right. Yeah. And it was better. One of the kids had some dental issues. It was all my fault. I would have had I had a fever at one point when I was pregnant, the day that the four molars were formed.
Yeah.
So not a lot of enamel. So the pediatric dentist said, if you're going to give them candy, chocolate's fine.
Yeah.
Because you can rinse it off with milk. Don't do the sticky stuff.
But there's sugar in milk.
Yes, but it's better.
Then a lollipop in their mouth for 3 hours.
That is it. And make sure you have 20 minutes after you eat something sweet before you have something else sweet. So you're almost better to eat a whole bunch of sweet stuff in one go than kind of snack during the day because it wrecks the pH in your mouth. That was a bonus fun fact for you.
Okay. So now, and the fun fact number three, Good and Plenty, which I hate.
Yes.
Is believed to be the oldest candy brand in the US of A. A bit older than a Tootsie Roll? I guess so.
We have discussed this before, but I have too many PIN numbers in my head to remember.
So it was first produced in 1893 in Philadelphia.
Yes, and I love it. I'm sorry that you don't feel.
Yeah, well, I don't like licorice. That's simple as that.
Oh, no, when licorice is another good one. Brennan got some licorice all sorts the other day.
Yeah.
I was thinking that might be a little bit pushing if anything's cracked or not sitting in the right spot.
Because they have like hundreds of thousands on them or some of them?
No, they've got like fondant, or to quote Buddy Velastro, fondant. Fondant and licorice striped together. Yes, we'll get to more of these catastrophes.
Okay, and we get right back to more sweetness right after our break. And we're back. And now we're going to talk about the sweetest way to extract the tooth.
Can I just say, Phil?
Yes.
And this whole research thing has been like an exercise in PTSD for me. This is shocking. But let me just tell you the sweetest way to extract a tooth. Dentist Dr. Anthony Abdullah of Pasadena says when he was a kid, his dad had a fearsome set of electrician's pliers for removing those loose baby teeth. Who would do that? My parents just let me shake it until it came out.
Yeah, you played with your tongue.
Maybe a string, but never brave enough. So young Anthony worried about the size of those pliers, so he took matters into his own hands. He used candy. I'd chew up some sugar daddies, bite into them, and then go yank, and the tooth would come out. He recalls, then I'd pick out the tooth and work on developing more cavities by eating the rest of the sugar daddies.
There you go.
He does not recommend this activity to young charges today. He does swear by gummy bears and jujubes. Get a patient to bite down on them, harden up the candy with some cold water, and get him to quickly open their mouth. And hey, presto, out comes a crown with decay underneath it or a bad fit or some other problem that needs attention. I wonder if he's going to charge you for that, too, for the extraction. These days, Abdullah and other dentists use something called ritual crown and bridge remover that was invented by two brothers, a dentist and an engineer from Southern California, and looks suspiciously like a gummy bear itself, only harder and not bear-shaped and not fruity-tasting.
More like clothes.
So come to think of it. Not much like a gummy bear at all. So there you go. Even dentists have gone to the dark side.
All right. So let's go on with some things that could probably taste better than that contraction that there's a dentist I'm making a lot of money on.
Yep.
And save you money from going to dentists if you need a teeth pulled.
Right.
So we'll start off with toffee apples.
Okay. You just rot them all out in one go.
Yeah. You just bite into them. And look, if you don't pull the fillings out, you might break some teeth anyway.
Yeah, that's a fair point. So, yes.
So, a practice of coating fruit and sugar dates back to ancient times. Honey and sugar were used as preserving agents. For food, historians agree that toffee apples probably go back to the 19th century.
Okay.
That's not that old.
No,
I think Cleopatra.
No, I think Little House on the Prairie goes back to about that era, maybe. Mm-hmm. And
you just came back.
Yes.
And did you go to malls that have all those, place with all the candy apples, or they're gone now?
They're gone.
Nobody bought them.
There's no candy apples. I did see pretzel places and popcorn places, but it used to be popcorn and caramel apples
Maybe it's not the season yet because that's the fall.
Yeah, that's true.
But you used to get these big, remember, they were like bowling balls.
Oh, yeah, and the caramel. Like you could
and
just
then
eat
with nuts on them and everything. Yeah. They look so good, but I never bought one.
You know
how messy it would be, first of all.
Well, mom would not let that happen. Yeah. And it really had that hard edge because, like, they put it on the wax paper on the car, and I was that worried.
Then once you eat it, you know, you got all that caramel all over you, and it's like flypaper. You know, all the flies and just be attracted to you.
Just
stick there.
Just
look, he's growing a beard. Yeah, no, it's, it's mosquitoes.
Give your mother a big hug and get all the coat. Fluff, the wool fluff on your face. Yeah. So now there's an American, William Kolb, invented the red candy apple while experimenting in his candy shop with red cinnamon candy. That's why it tastes cinnamony.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. I'm such an idiot.
I thought it was cherry.
Well, for the Christmas trade, he dipped some apples into the mixture and put them in the windows for display.
Well, they do like Christmas.
They are. They're
they're hard and crunchy. They're like glass.
They're like Christmas ornaments. The first red cinnamon-coated apple in the display window created more than just a sweet treat. It created a racy color that would become synonymous with fast cars and flirty girls.
That's right. Candy apple
red. Candy apple red. Since the 1950s, people have been painting their nails, their guitars, their motorcycle helmets, and their cars candy apple red.
Wow.
My favorite color.
Yeah. I never put that together.
Me either. I was like, that.
See what you learn on this show?
I know. See, it's not only a public service for others, it's for ourselves. Yeah. Now, this bit I find useless because who eats the apple? But, well, that says
Brendan
a lot.
Does, yes.
The most common varieties of apple used to create these treats are Fuji and Granny Smith, which work best for two reasons. First, the tart flavor is a bitter contrast, as if anyone cares. Yep. And second, the crisp apples like these hold up better under the heat and weight of the candy coating.
Hey, now, you wonder how long they sit at the store before they...
I just had a flashback because I remember thinking it was either my grandmother or my mother. I can hear them saying, you don't know how old that is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no dates on it.
Yeah. That's right. It could be old mealy and it...
And you had to, like, I remember, like, trying to eat them, and you slap them down, you cut them with a knife, and...
Yeah, the hard ones, you, like, smack it on a bench.
Yeah.
This is, Phil, you need to tell us about this next one.
Oh, the candy floss, or candy apple, or cotton candy.
Cotton candy, because...
Cotton candy, that's what we call it, cotton candy. That's what we do. Call it fairy floss.
Because, if you're a conspiracy theorist,
yes,
this will... Ring trip. Okay.
The origins of cotton candy traces back centuries all the way to the Renaissance Italy.
Oh, we'll leave it to the Italians to make a beautiful.
Hey, make this nice cotton candy. What do you want? Huh? We'll put some on your head. Yeah. Back then, chefs melted and spun sugar manually.
That would take a while. This is an art.
It would be. And well, they probably got it from
glass blowing.
No, the guy next door that made the pottery thing. Ah, right? He had the thing that went around in circles.
Yep, the wheel.
Yes. either that or maybe they got the idea from that lady that fell over. She was doing the, not basket weaving, but you know, when you put the thread in and it comes out and it got the spinning wheel.
Weaving. Yes.
You know, and maybe she fell over and saw it going that way and that spins even faster.
You never know. Could be.
Yeah, made some use
Rumpelstiltskin could have been the chef's name.
So anyway, the process including them pulling the candy into thin strands using forks and draping it over broom handles. These, did they clean the broom handles?
It was Renaissance Italy.
These hand-spun candies were not only labor-intensive but also expensive. So William J. Morrison and John Walton created a first fairy floss machine in 1897.
Okay.
That the sweet treat became available to the masses. Unlike the duo, comprising of a dentist and a sweet maker, patented device that could throw out strands of sugar quickly, easily than before, within decades, cotton candy was beloved all over the world.
So a dentist is behind it.
He had his motives. That's why I can make money twice on this.
And that stuff. Can I just tell you a story about cotton candy? Yeah. Brendan years ago worked at Channel 7, and they used to have a great kids' party, right? So you go, big family party, and all the kids had a present, and Santa would come in via helicopter. It was just this massive thing. And there was a line. There was a cotton candy booth, and it was free. And Mackenzie, who was just, 3, 4, got up to the line, had the cotton candy, realized it was free, and then realized that she could just line up again. So she just kept rotating. I don't know. I don't think she played with anything else. She was a sticky mess. She could have picked up loose change with her face by the end of it.
That's why I never liked cotton candy, and for that reason, because it's so sticky. And then when you bite into it, it like,
disappears.
Nothing. Yeah, it's like nothing.
I don't like the trend of now when you go. Okay, so I was just at home, Phil, and you get your pancakes, your black coffee, your whatever for breakfast.
Right.
Here, breakfast is one of the most expensive meals of the day, and I'll have French toast. But now we have Persian rosewater fairy floss with it, and they make it all fancy, and I don't like it. I don't want
We talked about that before.
It's wrong.
Rose water tastes like camé.
I know, and don't put it on my French toast. Oh. If you're going to give me my cotton candy, okay.
Yeah, I got crucified just the other week on about breakfast, and I said that, Australians don't eat pancakes for breakfast. And most of them don't.
No, you're
and
correct.
Said, okay, so I've been eating that with maple syrup and butter on because probably your parents were American.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, but true Aussie, it's like baked beans. They have it for breakfast.
So strange and sad.
No, maybe we're strange. I don't know.
I don't know. I was back at the Lumberjack where the breakfast plate was the size of a serving platter. So, I was happy with that.
Yeah, you didn't get to Denny's, but did you?
No, I didn't get to Denny's, but I was trying. I needed another week to fit in all the
locations. That's when you run out of places to go. You go to Denny's.
That's right. Before. And Mom wouldn't let us out of the house late, so we couldn't go late. So now, past and present hard candy, which is another thing that we've all probably had a mishap with. Or one dentist used to leave out candy, hard candy in a bowl, but it wasn't the sugar-free one.
Oh, no.
It was hard candy. But then as I got older, the older kid dentist, they had the sugar-free candy in the bowl. It was just, so here we go. So Jolly Ranchers.
First appeared in 1949. Wow. Bill and Dorothy
Harmson.
Yeah. So I found a Jolly Sunday Canadian. No, but they're not. I thought it was originally in Canada. So sold the products, kids living in the area around Denver, Colorado. And Hansen purposely gave the name, the company, the friendliest name imaginable. So it was appealing and to all consumers. So Jolly Rancher.
He's a happy guy. He's a happy farmer.
Yeah.
So
the flavors included orange, green apple, blue raspberry, pineapple, cherry, peach, watermelon, grape, strawberry, fruit punch, lemon, golden pineapple, mango, and lime.
Most are good.
And not the fiery one yet.
No, because we have hot cinnamon ones. Yeah. Yes. Now, drops. So that would be your hard candy drops. Perfect for soothing scratchy throats or a sweet tooth. Fruit, citrus, honey. Oh, my... Whorehound and sassafras.
Yeah,
we did.
Had
what? Oh, Clay's.
Yep. Then Tootsie Roll Pops.
Oh.
So licking their way to the center. Just got to get to the middle where that Tootsie Roll is.
Yeah, that's what you, but no one, everyone crunched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was your first bit because the candy would stick in there.
Yeah. But it was good when you crunch it. It just like, it went together. The crunchiness and the softness.
It did.
The yin and yang of candy.
It was like
and
biscuits and gravy.
1931.
Jeez. It's so good.
The dirty 30s.
Lifesavers.
Yeah.
Sold in a roll of 5 mints for 5 cents. Now, they make me think the wintergreen. Not wintergreen, wintogreen.
Yeah.
Make me think of being sick because I think that's the one that my grandfather and my mother, when you had a sore throat, you got
The wintergreen.
Yeah.
It tastes like Pepto-Bismol. And over here, you give anybody a taste like wintergreen, it says it smells like
deep heat.
Deep heat.
Yeah, deep heat. Brenna used to call dentine deep heat gum. But I like the fruit flavored. Oh, my favorite is the buttered rum.
Oh, yeah.
Lifesavers. Those are good. I might have to put that on the list of items we need. Mm. Oh, root beer barrels. We have those.
Yeah, I come and go on those things. I like them and then you get tired of them quickly.
Yes, you do. Now, if you watch the latest Pee Wee Herman movie.
Yeah. The latest? He made another one?
He made it a couple years ago. So it was at the beginning of COVID. It's on Netflix. Okay. It was streamed. In the most handsome Joe Manganiello is beautiful. He's in it. And they share a love of root beer barrels, are a very large part of the show.
Okay. And carbonated candy.
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks. I remember when they first came out.
And the lore that some kid died. Little Joey died.
Don't put it in Coca-Cola or you kill yourself. That's right.
Your insides will blow up.
Of course, as soon as they say that, everybody's doing it. Yeah.
That's like when my grandmother used to say, I love cookie dough.
Yeah.
Don't eat that. You'll get worms. It's like the line from A Christmas Story.
And then we got Pez. Have a Pez? Want a Pez? Yeah, that was from Seinfeld.
Yeah, put it on his knee. The little Pez thing on his knee. We love Pez.
So it's the German word for
Pfeffermans.
Which means peppermint. But I never considered, I never had a Pez that was peppermint.
I have never seen one. I've loved the grape and lemon and orange and all those good ones.
Yeah. And they're collectible dispensers and available all over the world.
And in our store.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
And they sell very well because, you know, they're always different.
That's true.
Yeah. And so then they keep up with the times. And I'm sure you got like old ones that probably work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they were pretty, and then he had the pretty ordinary ones too. I remember those ones.
Just like little flip top things.
Yeah. But then you remember you try to get like that little spring loaded thing, like like with staplers. You try to get in there, and then all of a sudden, bang, they're all over the floor.
That's because we're trying to be greedy and fit the whole thing in, right? Rather than like one at a couple at a time, and it's everywhere. But you know, you got that 5 second rule with Pez. It's all right. You can pick it up. Now, Dum Dum Pops.
Where did they get that name from?
I don't know.
Like dummies? You put dummy
maybe
in your mouth?
Shut you up. Yeah. But you know what they make me think of? They make me think of going to the bank because they always had dum-dums for the kids. Oh. And I was like, mom was like, we have to go to the bank. We're like, oh, they've got lollipops. There's always a dum-dum. And I always like the cream soda ones. They're my fave.
I never had them. Oh. Ah. We had charms on each.
Oh, yeah. You had the good stuff.
Yeah, charms.
And
Weathers.
Original. Hmm. I got little teeny tiny ones they released, and I had those on the plane. That sort of saved me a little bit because I didn't want a mint.
Yeah.
But I didn't chew them because I'm not an idiot, and I don't know how much money has gone on my mouth over the years.
So here's some other candies that could also help out the funding for your dentist.
Yes, his trip to Paris.
So buttons. We have those in the store still.
Yeah. I love those.
But I remember when they first came out and they weren't wrapped up or anything. It was just like
it was like they rip it off.
It was like a receipt roll from the cash register and somebody decided to put candy on it.
Yeah, and they had like a little perforation for so many too. Yeah. I remember we had that.
And you bite it off and of course you eat more paper than you
can. I was just going to say the paper's still stuck on the back of it. And candy bracelets. Candy necklaces.
Yeah, they were Smarties or whatever. Yeah, we still have those.
We do.
And God Stoppers.
Now that you have to not chew.
Because those. I don't know. Is that like a
jawbreaker?
Jawbreaker.
But they're so hard.
Oh, that'll do your teeth.
That'll absolutely take you out.
And if you're older, you have a crown or something like that. It'll burn that right in half.
And you know what they don't tell you when you get a crown?
What?
That'll only last for 10 to 15 years. They don't tell you that. They go, you don't want to, you know, we'll do that. You don't want to lose your tooth.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, we'll do this. And they didn't tell you, just save up because I'll see you again.
It's called job security.
That's exactly. Yeah. I get it. I do get it.
Yeah. And Rink Pops. I remember those. Those were also sticky, sweet as.
And little kids, because mine, would just like, they suck them on their hand because they're wearing it like a ring. And then just, you go down their hands and in their sleeve, the sleeves of their coats. Yes.
Nerds, that's after my time. I never had Nerds.
Oh, I love Nerds.
And Safety Pops, which is another lollipop.
Yeah, except I had never heard of them. And we looked at them and it had like a – so you
So it's rounded.
Yeah, so you wouldn't stab yourself.
You can't stick it in somebody's eye, you know. Oh, don't fall down with that, you know.
Don't run around with that in your mouth.
Like, remember with the pencils? Don't run with the pencils. And it go through your hand, you get lead poisoning. There's no lead in it.
I accidentally ran
as
a small child with a pencil in my hand. And my grandmother, I'm sure, was chasing me with the fly swatter over some infraction. And I fell down and I stabbed her hand by accident. Whoa. I fell down and like, and she had a little tattoo. From my pencil. I felt so bad. It was awful.
Oh, and she didn't get lead poisoning.
No, she did not get lead poisoning.
And you got a beating.
And I'm sure I did. I am sure I did.
And Runts and Whirly Pop. What's a Whirly Pop? You know?
Yeah, we had them. They're like a striped Whirly Pop.
Oh, you mean like a carnival pop?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just say carnival pop?
Well, because some of the people. Oh, sorry. Okay. Popcorn balls. They are, first of all,
Yeah. I mean, they do the dentist two ways. One, they're very sweet. Yeah. Right? And two, you get all that little kernel stuff stuck in your teeth.
And then under your gum. And
yeah.
then it,
yep. Yeah, it irritates your gum. Then you got then you go to the dentist and the whatever they call it, the
periodontist, yeah. And it was always dodgy whether you could eat them or not when people gave them out on Halloween.
Oh, really?
Well, because
we never got those.
People used to do them, but it was only my godmother, Phyllis.
Yeah.
I could eat that popcorn ball.
So
but
the other ones might have needles in them and razors and stuff.
Yeah, because they wanted to poison all the children back then. Yeah. No.
Let's give them some of those. Yeah.
Mom and Dad probably ate them, but they took them away from me at that time.
And nut brittle, like peanut brittle, cashew brittle. Oh, I love that. The good ones are real. I mean, there's garbage ones that are awful. You know, man, but the real good ones, like the C's.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. Yeah.
And then if you chocolate coat them.
Well, then you've got almost like a almond roca.
Yeah.
Which is another thing.
Which is also, yeah.
Because you got the little bits of the nut that can get cut.
And it is sticky, that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's nothing but burnt sugar.
That's exactly what it is.
And it just like butter. Beds in there into between your teeth. And you know, as soon as it gets in there, it's like chiseling away, you know. Let's go to another cavity.
Here's a picture of those little, remember the ads they used to do about the germs in your mouth? Like you're just sitting there with the... You know, like a little pick and axe, yes. Yeah. Butterscotch candies, which is like the Werther's, and Jell-O.
Why is Jell-O? Well, because there's a lot of sugar in Jell-O.
And citric acid, depending on the flavor.
But what's the best part of Jell-O? The top, right? When you skim it.
I love Jell-O skin, and I love pudding skin.
Yeah.
Oh, tapioca skin. So now we've got... The real damage doer. Some of these are going to be a little bit of a repeat, but gummy candy is. I'm going to add two together: sour candy and gummy candy.
See, I don't know. I think maybe I'm a late coming to gummy candies, but and now, of course, if you ask for somebody in gummies in America, you get
it's a whole different thing.
Yes, yeah. And then you get the Flintstone vitamin gummies. You know.
Yes. Well. Yeah. Gummy candies, because they stick, right?
Yeah, but I never found them really that they stick to me because I don't eat them that much. But.
Well, so for example, like a gummy bear is one thing because they're sort of slick, right?
Slick, yeah.
But see, like I'm looking at some spice drops, which you can hear the bag.
I wouldn't call that a gummy, but
it is a gummy.
It's like a Chiclets.
No, that's gummy, but they've got sugar on the outside.
Ooh, double.
And if you get a sour, you know how everyone loves sour?
Yeah.
A sour gummy. The citric acid.
You're getting a triple whammy.
Yeah. So the sugar sort of opens up the pores of the tooth and the citric acid jumps right on it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The dentist is going, yeah.
It's like, please have these.
Yes.
So, you know, we had the hard candy, which we've talked about breaking teeth or sucking on them for too long.
Yeah.
I do remember going to mass with the kids. The homily was, I'm guilty of this completely, was one Chupa Chup. Like the homily took a whole Chupa Chup. So each kid had one of those. They're quiet through the homily. So no one looked at me like I was a bad parent.
So didn't they take the lollipop out of their mouth to have the host?
No, because they're too little.
They're too little.
They just got the blessing.
Yeah.
Or Ainsley one time at, it was Ash Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she had the Chupa Chup. And I'm like, we're going up. Mackenzie was in school. So I went to the church, the school mass. So the priest knows me. Everyone there knows me. And I said, come on. She goes, I don't want to get dirt on my head that loud. And I went, Ainsley, you want to go to heaven? She goes, I don't want to go to heaven. And she said it like Beelzebub. And we get out there and the priest is like blessing her. and this lovely little old lady came up. She goes, she's been so good. I'm like, until now.
Slap her a few times. Yes,
that was funny.
It just reminded me of something. You know, like we had all these things we had to go through. Like, you know, the Stations of Cross.
Yes.
And then, you know, the forehead with the ashes and all this other stuff. And then remember going there and getting blessed with the candles?
Yes, St. Blaise's for your throat.
For your throat.
Yep.
So we should all do that, and then that'll cure COVID.
Why don't we do that? I had never had my throat blessed here.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah. It must be an American saint maybe. I don't know. But it was – and I always had bronchitis and sore throat, so my grandmother was like, you're going to church that day.
Yeah.
And they would take us out of school, like for ashes, and bless our throats.
Yeah. They got two candles.
Two candles. Yeah.
Oh, they're holding the crushes.
Yeah.
Well, they were set. The
Yeah, the priest just held it in one hand.
Yeah.
Oh, just
yeah.
Yeah. For Saint Blaise. Blaise.
Saint Blaise.
Which could be a saint for an entirely different thing now, but we won't talk about that.
Is he one of those marble people?
No. Saint Blaise? No. You're more Catholic than I am. Don't make fun. You're going to purgatory.
Are you an altar boy?
Yes.
I survived. Well, yeah, you survived.
And he comments if someone's late on the ring, if we have to get it. Oh, really? Yeah, he goes, it's a hard one to remember.
Yeah. Well, we used to have the cheap mass had the little bells, right? Yeah. And the good mass, they had the little, like a little xylophone.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, no, they had the little xylophone.
Ching! Stop.
Yeah.
All these things. Saint Blaise. Well,
there we go. We just found a cure for COVID.
Let's go. If I can get the local priest to do some candles, we could do everyone at work.
I know what day it is.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, taffy.
Yeah. Oh, taffy is, that's dangerous.
That is, there's all sorts of it.
All right. We got saltwater taffy.
We got Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy. I guess like everything could be considered a taffy because even the caramel creams is a taffy.
Taffy to take your teeth
out. Bullseye one, bullseye right to your cavities. Yes.
Oh yeah, that makes my teeth hurt. And
this has been around since 1895.
Jeez, and caramels. So like the apple.
Yeah.
Everything else, and they're high in sugar.
Yeah.
Because it's just basically burnt sugar
and Charleston chews. I mean, this is like one big taffy. But they show it here. Oh, you can make a s'more out of it. Okay, so the inside of it is it's a nougat.
Yeah.
So it's not a really taffy, but it's a nougat with chocolate around it. Yeah,
but take it out.
And then you put it in between two graham crackers and put it in the microwave for 22 seconds, and there you go.
Then you burn
your mouth, and you have another problem.
Got two specialists going. It's all a conspiracy, Phil.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Now, we're talking about popcorn or candied nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously, but I love a good toffee-covered cashew or peanut. I've skipped the sour candy because we were talking about that before.
Yeah, okay. And popcorn's the end. Yeah, candy nuts are, nuts are good for you.
Well, they are, but not. But when you
like the Boston baked beans.
I love those. We've had those in the past few years because I bought those.
There was another one that was red with like prickly.
Yes. I can't think of the name of it, but it had like a peanut in the middle.
I used to like those.
Yeah, and it's sweet. And they weren't big. They're like the size of an M&M. So,
if you like that type of stuff, but you don't want sweet, just go get a wasabi peanut.
Yum.
But make sure you get the good ones. Don't buy the Aldi ones. I like Aldi, but I don't like their wasabi peanuts. They're awful.
Well, you know what we have? Kenzie's made the mistake of leaving her can on my desk. I'm going to have to buy her a new can at the wasabi almonds.
Ooh.
The blue diamond ones.
Blue diamond ones, the wasabi and soy.
Yeah, and I keep going, I'll have a couple of those. I'll have a couple more. They're so good.
So they're good. Healthy for you.
Well, they are. Now, we've talked about the caramel and candy apples and cotton candy. But now we've gone to like kettle corn, which is the combination of popcorn with sugar on it.
Yes.
Or caramel corn. Cutting.
Yeah.
Oh,
good for your teeth.
And the trick with the caramel corn and the kettle corn is sometimes if it's that sticky, it'll grab one of those unpopped kernels that you can really break a tooth on in there, but you're just munching away on the good stuff.
Well, remember we had these semi-popped ones?
I like so those. Tasty. They were very good.
They were crunchy.
They were crunchy. Mm. And I think they worked very hard not getting those whole kernels in them too. Now, frozen things can cause problems.
Yeah.
Because when you bite down, if you have sensitive teeth, that can cause an issue. And it can also, the temperature change can cause cracking.
Ooh.
But that is the problem, which I'm going to jump down to the bottom and talk about it, ice. So chewing ice, which I used to do all the time as a kid, I think you start out on that nice, like fluffy ice that you'd get, the chipped ice.
Yeah.
And then you chew bigger. But because of the pressure and the cold, it actually causes little cracks in your teeth.
Wow.
That do not necessarily cause damage until later on. So, like, it's one of those things like sunburn. You've done all the damage before you know you've done it. So don't chew your ice, folks.
And then you got dried fruit. You think about these things. These should be healthy for you.
Well,
dry fruit's concentrated sugar.
Well, the pediatric dentist with the kids went. She told me her whole practice, she can thank sultanas and apple juice.
Wow.
Because she said the acid, the fruit gets stuck in the teeth and people think it's sugar-free, but it's natural sugars.
Natural sugar.
And the acid of the apple juice.
And what's even worse is orange juice.
Oh, yeah.
Orange or lemon juice, anything.
Yeah.
It's so citrusy. You could actually feel it taking the enamel off your teeth.
My friend's mother was a bartender, and she used to get the lemon twists and rub it on her teeth to whiten her teeth. And then she had to get veneers all later on because she ate through all of it. And you can do that with, I'm going to flip the page, with soda as well. Like my friend's dad, he used to sip on a Coke all day. He wouldn't necessarily drink a lot of Cokes, but he'd sip on it. And because of the constant, just ate all the enamel. Yeah.
So that's why they say if you drink soda, drink it with a straw.
Yeah. So it's not sitting all through your teeth.
Go right down the gullet. Yeah. And then you also have here wings and ribs.
Yes. Because you got those little bones in there.
Bones in there. And you get people like my friend Johnny, and I do it too. You eat, you chew off the white bone on both.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get that cartilage bone.
Oh, yum. Yes. And Brendan likes a wing, the little tiny, like the end of the wing, that can get you too. Mm. Now, there's also fruits with
pits.
Yes.
Yeah, that you don't know the pits in there.
Yeah, that's like an olive as well.
Yeah.
I'm scared to eat olives. Yeah. Like that's why I love
they have
them.
The warning label on the olive thing. May contain pits. Be careful.
Yeah. And sometimes they do.
But if you know that they have pits in them already, then you're cautious of
picking
it.
Around. But like that's,
you're not just called, that wasn't a pimento. That was my tongue.
But sometimes you're sitting at a table, you're sitting there, you're gnawing off all the olive skin, and you feel a little bit gross. Mm. But bread. So bread and starches can do it. So like a hard bread or a biscotti.
Or like these croutons.
Or the croutons. Yes. So if a tooth is ready to go. Sometimes that's the thing. You don't necessarily know. I don't know if you've ever been caught out, but I remember going to someone's house for dinner and taking a bite of steak and then having part of a tooth break off.
Ooh, no.
It didn't hurt. Yeah. I didn't know it was ready to go. I was like, oh, my God.
And then you ate it?
No, I excused myself. And I took care of it. But a hard baguette or anything like that can do it. Soda, as we talked about.
Yeah.
And I love that. Every kid, there was a kid every year at, did you do the science fairs at school?
No, science fairs.
Well, there was before me, too. They did it. And they still do it when you get this board.
This is the New York Board of Education.
You're still alive. There's your science.
Yeah.
And one kid every year would do Dirty Penny.
Yeah. And put it in a Coke bottle.
Yeah. And you'd see how long it took. So what's it doing to your
science experiment? Let's see if the cherry bombs actually are waterproof and throw them down the toilet.
Yeah, I absolutely completely believe that too. Yeah, yes. Citrus. No,
they do work. They do. They are waterproof.
Citrus, as we talked about, can do it. And now I'm going to be mad about this. Coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's if only you drink it black.
And it can make your mouth dry.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can put sugar in it.
Of course. Or syrups.
Yeah. Which are good, but you have to make sure to look at your teeth
like
after.
Anything else in moderation. But then again, drink wine. So wine will stain your teeth.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And then if you drink kosher wine, then you got a problem. Because not only stain your teeth, it's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Very sweet.
True. Yes. It's like grape juice.
Vermouth. Yeah. That's why all the young kids, in the neighborhood, we also used to drink the kosher wine because you're young and it's sweet and it's as alcohol.
Is it like altar wine? Is altar wine is
I never had altar wine. The priest used to drink it all, the Italian priest. And you're not having
Do you remember there'd be one priest that would do like would say, I'm holding up like two cruets, so they do the water or they do the wine, and one would go glug, 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 and the water go dip.
Yeah.
And then you might reverse that with another priest, but it's usually, there you go. and then they drink it all down.
The water was only used to clean out the chalice.
That's right. The wipe. Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah.
And now, starchy snacks. Because if you think, if you're eating pretzels and things, which aren't, you know, necessarily bad for your teeth.
Yeah, but it's carbohydrates and it turned into sugar, right?
And they sit in your teeth, too. Yeah. So you think about like a nice piece of white bread. Right, it'll sit in between your teeth as well.
Well, one thing I usually always have and take a brand with me is those little picky things.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Those are good.
And I love the water pick.
I love a water pick.
I'm taking it with me on holiday. It's going with me. I got a travel size one.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it didn't say, well, it says travel. So I imagine I could plug it into anything. If not, it goes back to Walmart. Not Walmart to Costco. Guarantee everything for life.
But I've got one of those plugs that you can put it in, just put it in the wall.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. So it says, it's a travel. So travel means, outside of Australia.
Should be.
Yeah. So it's a small one, but it works just as good as the big one. And it comes with a little travel bag.
Nice.
It's going to my luggage.
Where did you get that at?
At Costco. You buy a set. So I think it goes on sale like every 6 months for $129 or $119. So you get a big one and the little one and with all the attachments for both.
Because it's so good, especially if you have any irritated gums and stuff. It is quite good. See, we're doing
it on high, and my dentist said, not the dentist, the
periodontist,
the cleaning lady.
Hygienist.
Yeah. And she said, no, don't put it on high. I like it on high. You know, and then if you put it on, if it hits your tongue, it's like, oh. But it does work because my gums and all that, the last cleaning was much better.
Yeah.
And I canceled my next one because she has COVID now.
Oh, no.
So.
And then you'll be going.
Yeah, that was Wednesday. So I get off from not going to the dentist on Wednesday. And I said, well, now it's going to have to wait till I come back.
Well, that happened to me. I just have to reschedule my appointment. Yeah. She goes,
you want to go for 7:30? No. 7:30? Are you serious?
Like, you want to start your day with a dentist at 7:30?
Right, exactly.
No, I don't think so. Oh.
Hey, open.
It's like when your whole jaw. I'm having PTSD again. Yeah. Quick, break us up.
Okay, we're breaking up right now. We're breaking teeth and our jaws, and we'll be right back. And we're back.
Yes, we are. So we've got a bit of housekeeping today. The code for the month of August is.
Countdown.
Woohoo! On the USA Foods website, you can click on the listener discount logo and see what treats are there for you. The store is open 7 days a week. We've got some exciting things happening, so check the site for hours and come down if you can. You can subscribe, share, and engage with the podcast at podcast@usafoods.com.au.
And don't forget, we're going to be wrapping this up at 100 and then coming to you sort of live and in person, but you'll see us.
You'll see us. I don't know if that's a good
thing. Burning, yelling, screaming, cursing. Yeah.
You'll see me roll my eyes. So that's the problem. That's why FaceTime's bad.
What kind of gab are we at? Could we like cook in our pajamas and stuff?
Or? Oh, we could have jammy day if you want.
Yeah,
we could pick a theme. There we go. It could be very interesting. Yeah,
so we'll be inside, outside, and somewhere in between.
That's true. Yeah. No hairnets, though. I'm sorry.
No hair. Oh, that's right. That's only if you're professionally cooking.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not doing that. Okay.
And no gloves.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Producers just yelled in from the background. We were talking about St. Blaise, how we used to have our throats blessed.
Yes.
And we found out it's February 3. So that's the date.
The date that will live in infamy. If everybody goes to church and gets a throat best, it's the end of COVID.
That's right. So St. Blaise, who was martyred in 316 AD, and he actually saved a young boy who was choking on a fish bone. He blessed him, and then the boy was cured. I don't know if that means that he spontaneously coughed it up.
Well, it was St. Heimnick that actually did the job.
So anyway, so that's why he's the patron saint of people with throat disease. He's also the patron saint of woolcombers because he was flayed by woolcombs, and then it was awful. Martyrdom is not an easy thing, and that's why these people are saints. So it's a long, awful story. Google it yourself. B-L-I-S-E. And I'm not responsible for anything that happened in the church thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So off we go. Now, right.
So Gus.
Gus. So, I think this is a good Gus.
Yeah, well, it's a healthy one,
it
too.
Is.
After all that we've been talking about, how bad sweetened drinks are.
That's right. This picks a good one. So Capri Sun, which I think is so cute that we used to get it in for Phil Jr. when he was a kid. Yeah. And I love them. My kids love them. And we still have it. So it's Capri Sun has reformulated its original juice drink pouches with monk fruit concentrate, which reduces the sugar per serve by an average of 40%, Kraft Heinz says. This is the largest renovation to the Capri Sun product line since it launched in 1986. Kraft Heinz previously committed to reduce the total sugar in its entire product portfolio by more than 60 million pounds by 2025. This change in Capri Sun will account for more than half of that goal, the company said, and can help reach its commitment a year early. As companies work to reduce all sugars in their products, especially those that are added, natural sweeteners like monk fruit are becoming much more attractive to them.
There you go.
And monk fruit, I must say, personally, it's great. It doesn't...
What does it look like? Does it look
like it looks
monk?
Like sugar.
Oh, it looks like sugar. No, but what does the fruit look like?
I don't know.
It's like a monk fish.
Could be. Probably ugly. Yeah. But it's like a little less sweet, but it's still sweet. Like if I sweetened your coffee with it, you wouldn't know it wasn't sugar. Yeah. So it doesn't have any aftertaste. It's not artificial. And there you go.
Looks like a passion fruit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does.
Looks like a passion fruit, everyone.
Yeah, and the inside looks like a walnut.
So I don't know in the U.S. how much you can see it, but it's quite popular. I find it here often.
I never look for it.
And because it's granulated when I get it, you can use it one for one, like if you're baking.
So you find it in the sugar section?
Yeah, in the sugar section, and then it's next to the other stuff. So there you go. Okay. Now.
Your turn for your product of the week.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what you did last week. I have my personal product profile, and I'm going to make a nugget out of it.
Okay.
Okay. So I love this stuff, and when we don't have it, people clamor for it. Mm-hmm. It is Kraft Classic Catalina dressing. Now, I'm sure many of you have been to the States, have had the experience when they say, do you want super salad? And you get a salad. And they go, do you want ranch, Catalina, French, Italian. Anyway, Catalina is fantastic. It's a red dressing, similar to what some people would call maybe a Russian dressing. It's tangy. It's yummy. I love it on my salads. But here's my nugget to go with it. Yeah. If you have that and you have a nice salsa.
Salsa?
Salsa.
Yeah.
And you mix it, especially one that's not chunky, like a traditional salsa.
Right.
Fantastic taco salad dressing.
Whoa.
And that's pretty much what Murray Callender's was. Taking me years taste testing it, but from what I remember, so get yourself some Catalina.
Okay.
And enjoy. There you go.
Yeah. Now, it's also, talking about this,
tell me.
The sugar thing. So this has no high fructose corn syrup in it, no MSG, and no artificial flavors. But we'll see how much sugar they've taken out because they still have 8 grams of additional sugar in it. So we'll see if they cut that back to 4.
Yes, we'll have to keep an eye on our craft products.
Yep. See if they true to the word that they want to get rid of 25,000 tons of sugar per year or whatever number.
God, there's so much.
Okay, so
right,
where are we now?
We're talking about what's happening. After episode 100.
Yeah. Well, we did.
Well, we're doing it again for the people that didn't hear last week. We did it again?
Yes.
Oh, cut that in. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, we didn't know the official winds of change.
He's out of order.
I'm out of order. Hey. This whole show is out of order.
Walking here.
Oh, I'm walking here. We're going to Florida. There was something else I was just thinking about. Winds of Change. And that was one of my favorite songs by the Animals.
Was it?
Yeah, it was an album, but like a very never made a wasn't a very popular album.
Yeah.
It was The Winds of Change. It was like when right after would have been when he became more of a hippie or something like that, Eric Burden.
When everyone's haircut drug, hair
because
grew.
He used to hang out with Hendrix and stuff.
Oh well.
Yeah, he was a good friend of mine. But Winds of Change, that was like one of those sort of like almost like a protest song.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. But you could Google that or play that on Apple Play.
or Tidal
or Amazon Music or Spotify or whatever you got happening in your house.
Any other ups, you know, album that nobody, I don't even know if it's on that. I got to look to see if it's on Spotify or Tidal. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have Apple, sorry.
Well, that's okay. I use Spotify, not Apple Music.
And is Odessa by the Bee Gees.
Oh.
I had the album. I wish I would have kept that album cover. It was like a crushed red velvet cover.
Oh,
double album.
Wow.
Called Odessa. And I think it was like one of these albums that they made and just, I was probably one of three people that bought it.
Sometimes those are the best.
Yeah. Winds of Change is also performed by Scorpions.
That's who I know by. Recently,
but it might be a different Winds of Change.
I don't know. The Animals one.
Yeah.
I'll listen after the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So everyone, that's your homework. Listen to both versions of Winds of Change and tell us who you like.
Okay. All right. We'll check on that next week.
Yeah. So next week we have got our show is the Salad Smorgasbord.
The Salad Smorgasbord.
How many salads that can we think of? We're talking – Waldorf, we're talking.
Oh, remind me now. I got a nugget for that.
Okay, write it down right now, Phil. And then ask me next week before we record, where did I put that note that I wrote down? Okay.
And how am I going to remember that?
I'll write it down. You write it, yes.
Okay. I can't say it now because everybody's listening.
That's right. Shh, don't say it.
I ain't saying it. All right. I'll say goodbye.
Okay, now we have a sign-off. Do you want to read it?
Oh. Blessed are those who can hold lively conversations with hopelessly mute, for they shall be called dentists. I was wondering, where was that going?
And look, it's Ann Landers. Dear Abby.
Yeah, Dear Abby.
Oh, God bless her.
That's another song you look up.
What, Dear Abby? Abby. Oh, okay. Write that down.
By John Prine.
Oh, okay. We got it.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
See you guys.
And thank you, Dr. Doug.
I'm not thanking any of my dick cooking.
Oh, one last thing.
Yes.
Dr. Doug, you know what his favorite snack is?
I know what his
favorite. You know. Well, you tell everybody.
Bloody hard Snyder's pretzels.
Yes. Yes, he buys them by the case.
By the case, literally. But does he give them to people so they crack
a
tooth? He does.
He gives them to the staff a lot. And they go, oh, you're the ones with the pretzels. Yeah.
Yes.
Just give my discount, okay? Thank you. All right, good night.
See ya.
Is that your local dentist?
Yes, yeah. Dr. Doug.